kickstarting your day.
Live from just around the corner.
This is Lou and Al.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Podcast time once again here at Listener. G'day, it's Lou and Al here at the Borders 105.7 Triple M. And wow, what a huge week it's been, Lou.
It has been a big week, especially with Best of the Border coming back and people getting right amongst it with voting for their favourites in each category, which has been so good to see.
Let's recap the categories this week and the big winners. We started on Monday with one we knew was going to be hotly contested because Everyone's got a passion for this. Everyone's got their favourite. We went on the hunt, thanks to your votes, for best coffee.
Yes, and for the fifth year in a row, if you don't mind, the coffee shed in Wodonga took out the goodies.
They are running out of space, as we found out when we presented them with their certificate of where to put it, because the window is only so big for the drive-through, and it's already covered in awards.
It is, absolutely. So once again, voted best, coffee on the border.
How's the bloke that, I think you were talking to someone else, but while I was ordering coffee to try their best coffee, a bloke walked up, saw the trophy, the certificate that we handed over, and said to the owners, "You won it again."
There you go.
That's surprising. So that was Monday. Best Tuesday, of course, we celebrated Best Tuesday. On Tuesday, we celebrated Best Sporting Club.
We did. Best Sporting Club on the border.
And headed out to the Wodonga side of things, to the Wodonga Saints.
Yep. They scored the Best Sporting Club. And I love it because they've put a lot of work into making sure they've got a great culture at their footy netball club. And it was also good to see a lot of different sporting clubs getting like recognition as well, not just your regular football netball clubs. So all different sports, but hockey, water polo, all sorts. It was great.
Yeah, fantastic. And can we send a shout out? The name escapes me, but the puppy that was there, the official, unofficial mascot, I can't remember what the dog was called, but part of the picture that we got to take with some club officials. And congratulations to the Saints once again. We move from Best Sporting Club to Best Pub.
Best Pub. And I think it came as no surprise. In fact, when we went to give them their certificate, they weren't shocked. The G-Rodge, the Gerodgery Hotel. They've got, there's a lot of love for the G-Rodge.
There really is.
Yep, which is fantastic. And they've built it up into a fantastic business, a real destination pub. So if you haven't been out there, I'm thinking of going there this weekend, but you need to book.
Yeah.
We were talking to Norm and Lisa and they said, definitely book. You don't want to take the drive out to Gerodgery and find there's no tables. So, get online or give them a call and book.
Speaking of the drive, a lot of people have actually made the pilgrimage from Sydney on down.
Yeah. Pretty good, eh?
Based on their social media, which they are absolutely killing at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
The big meals, they've mastered the big meals, they've mastered Facebook. And, like you said, best to book. Which led us to today's big category. And wow, didn't this one do really, really well considering they've been in business for less than a year? Mm. World Gym North Albury took out Best Gym.
Yeah, pretty fantastic. So if that's your gym, congratulations. Hopefully all the gyms on the border got their patrons behind it. And it was very hotly contested.
Oh, huge.
There were a lot of votes for Best Gym. So yeah, well done to World Gym. We love it. We love being able to find out who the best in each category is on the border because it then gives you an option to go, people think they're the best. Let's go and have a go, have a try.
And it's good for all businesses. Absolutely. Yeah. We're doing it thanks to Social Plus, delivering care with heart. And of course, coming up Monday, we crack into a brand new category. I can't wait to find out what's next. And remember, the more love you give them, the more chance they have of winning.
Yeah. So if you feel passionately about whatever category we reveal each day, Monday to Thursday, make sure you vote before midnight that night at triplem.com.au.
Now, another big part of the week just gone, Lou, was, of course, catching up with, I'm going to say not only a very funny man, but a very hardworking man, whether he is up on stand-up, whether he's behind the TV cameras, whether he's making content for YouTube or Facebook or all of the socials. What a busy man Troy Kinney turned out to be.
Yeah, definitely. And his latest show, Made Wrong, is what we had a chat about.
Here is the chat in full. There was so much to cover. And here it is right here at Listener. Lou, we love a big weekend. We love a laugh, and we're going to get both coming up in a couple of days' time. Is the one and only Troy Kinney and his Made Wrong show. They're going to be performing at the SSNA this Saturday.
Now, Troy, I feel like your mum might have something to say about this show. Doesn't she tell you you're perfect just the way you are?
No, she actually feels guilty because I lay it on pretty thick that she must be the reason I've got so many things wrong with me, because a lot of them are medical. So something's going on in the process.
Oh, no. Oh,
right. So you were baked wrong.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, excellent. But how's this, though? You are now on stage sharing this with, well, not just Albury, but you've shared it with a fair part of this beautiful country of ours so far.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did a lot last year, and now I'm going regional Victoria. I'm a Gippsland boy myself, so I definitely feel at home at the in the country town gigs.
Yeah.
And I've been to Albury a few times, but certainly never with this show. Ooh. But I do feel like I've got a bit of an axe to grind and make up for something. I did years ago a show for the Albury Tigers, the football club.
Yeah, yeah.
And my favourite footballer, I'm a Hawthorns supporter, Shane Crawford was there.
I
was so excited because I'm like, not only am I going to get to meet him, he'll see me do comedy, he's going to think I'm funny.
He'll think you're awesome. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And as they brought, he was on first, they showed like the start of the grand final where he had won. And then when I was on, all they did, they left that on the screen sort of in front of where Crawford was, but turned the sound down. So everyone was watching me, but every time I like glanced at Shane Crawford, his head was pointing towards me, but his eyes were looking at the screen. And afterwards I talked to him, said, yeah, well done, mate. I said, and I couldn't help it. It was almost like a Larry David moment where I just couldn't keep it to myself. I said, I couldn't help but notice you were looking at the screen a fair bit. He goes, oh, mate, I've got to tell you, I have never actually seen the replay of that grand final, so I couldn't not watch it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm sorry I missed your performance up on stage there, Troy, but yeah. Geez,
too busy watching myself being awesome.
At least he had a good time. Yeah.
Oh, this is amazing. Now, the thing is, we're going to get the chance to see you coming up this weekend, but we've seen a fair bit of you on both TV and social media, and of course, you know, you've really just blown up the tubes with your amazing productions and your comedy skits and bits and pieces. But can you, and I know you probably can, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway, can you remember the very first video you ever tried with this and thought, oh, you know what, I've heard these things go off, let's give it a go?
Yeah, well, the first one definitely in this realm, if you say, was the things, I'll say the word things instead of the other word, things never said while watching the London Olympics.
Yeah.
So whatever date the London Olympics was on, that's when it was.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. And that was when, because I'd seen there was a big trend of videos going around of just like things guys say, things
yeah.
girls say.
She's there to the Kirby things. Said, yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, is there any that are things that people don't say? As in the opposite side. So I looked for that on YouTube, couldn't find it. I thought, all right, I'll do that. So we did it. Things never said while watching the London Olympics. And yeah, and it got, I think it was because a lot of, I assume they were on Channel 7, and a lot of the other networks used it on, like they showed it on Channel 9 News, Channel 10
yeah,
News.
Yeah.
They thought we were making fun of the Olympics of when course. Really all they did was promote the Olympics even more.
Yeah, without promoting it.
Yeah.
Because
so I thought, oh, this game's easy. Look how easy it is to go viral. So we just made another video the next day, and you know that got about 100 people watching it. But then we just kept going. And yeah, it just sort of became our, every day we did it, we sort of considered it a job, but you didn't get paid. So it's sort of like, you know, being a mum, I guess.
Exactly like being a mum. Is it easier to do YouTube style, you know, where you're in your lounge room or your bedroom or wherever you're uploading videos? Is it easier to do that than to do a stand-up gig?
Yeah, I think so. Because when you do the videos, the reaction comes later and you don't have to be there to witness it.
Yeah, and you don't have to get that gut punch when you don't
when
get
you're
the
on
reaction.
Stage, yeah, you get the reaction, and if it's a bad one, you have to cop it.
So yeah, right.
I've always been, you know, the videos of, I mean, there's nothing beats getting a laugh in that on stage live. Like,
sure.
it's so much fun, especially when you just feel connected in that. But making the videos and, you know, you get to manipulate them and edit them.
Yeah.
And these days, like when I first did the London Olympics one, that was a lot of effort then, but now it's become, you know, you couldn't just use your phone to film it. No. And now anyone can. That's
I'd
what I've always
your
said.
Dad's
said,
video camera.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I've said. There's always, The best thing about now is anyone can do it.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about now is anyone can do it.
And there are so many clever, funny people out there. I'm going to put it out there. There really are.
That's the thing, yeah. And because I like in university, I studied editing and stuff, so I learned how to edit. All my skills now are obsolete.
Yeah.
Like my nephew, who's 11, can do what I do now.
It is pretty wild.
So annoying.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Not as special as it used to be.
No, that's it. All that Media 100 stuff right out the window. God, I feel for you.
Video to video, that was that those days.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. Troy.
Most listeners wouldn't even know what I just said.
Mate, I learned to edit on reel to reel, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Interesting. You did allude to the fact that a lot of your issues that you talk about in your current show are health problems.
Yes.
Can you give us a little insight? Can you share, like, what's going on, Troy?
Well,
are you okay?
Yeah, well, it all stems from, basically, there's a knock-on effect of all my conditions. So the first one is I was born with dextrocardia, which means my heart is flipped and is on the other side.
Oh, wow.
And then essentially all my other organs and stuff, and this is the stuff that I go through in the show, has followed suit and just thought, oh, is that what I'm meant to do? So pretty much everything in me is technically made wrong. I'm the wrong way around.
Oh, my God.
Which does have
unique. See,
a lot of implications. Yeah.
Unique.
That must
and
be...
Like, straight off the bat, from an early age, I was told by doctors I could never be a policeman or a soldier in the army because I will never pass the medical. And I was so upset about that. And I was like, hang on. I'm still to this day pleading my case. I'd be a secret weapon in the army because if you shoot me on the left and I just keep coming.
Yeah, that's
exactly like Universal Soldier.
I'm like a Terminator. You can't keep me down.
But how freaky, though, the first time you go to a doctor, they look for a heartbeat and they can't find one because it's on the other side.
Oh, well, that's when it's fun. That's when if I see a doctor that I haven't seen before, I never put it on the form. And it's just to see them try and keep their cool when they're not hearing anything. Yeah. They're sort of like, what the hell's going on here?
He shouldn't be alive.
Yeah. And quite often I'll let it slip under the radar. And I go, well, we're not the doctor to see.
Because they don't say anything. They're like, oh, yeah, no, everything's good.
Hang on.
Everything's normal.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, mate, we can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've seen plenty of your work, but we get to have it in our own backyard, and it's going to be this Saturday at the SSNA, your huge show, Made Wrong. We're going to find out exactly how wrong in an absolutely ripper show. But we certainly appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to get there.
All right, that was the week that was here at Triple M. Whew, I'm exhausted. I'm going to need the weekend to recharge.
Yep, agreed. Get amongst it too. Lots happening this weekend.
Go and check out those Porsches, the Porsche display, the Luftwasser Porsche display at Hoveltree Park.
Yeah, or the garage sale that's happening.
Gindra.
Yeah, why not? Townwide garage sale. Nothing wrong with that.
So many bargains. I just only have limited space in the Mazda. But anyway, we're back again from 6 on Monday. We'll chat to you then. Thanks for checking out the podcast right here at Triple M. All right, that was the week that was here at Triple M. Whew, I'm exhausted. I'm going to need the weekend to recharge.
Yep, agreed. Get amongst it too. Lots happening this weekend.
Go and check out those Porsches, the Porsche display, the Luftwasser Porsche display at Hoveltree Park.
Yeah, or the garage sale that's happening.
Gindra.
Yeah, why not? Townwide garage sale. Nothing wrong with that.
So many bargains. I just only have limited space in the Mazda. But anyway, we're back again from 6 on Monday. We'll chat to you then. Thanks for checking out the podcast right here at Triple M.